If you can, William, tell us now about the sarcophagus and also the shamans and their relationship to OBEs.
Oh, absolutely. I went to Peru, it's been about 2 years ago now, and I did several ceremonies with, this is an authentic shaman, he speaks Spanish, and we did several ceremonies, including one in Machu Picchu, but one of the things that I, in getting to know him and through a translator, we went to the Nazca lines, which everybody has, you know, everybody's talking about, or has been talking about the mysterious lines. What do they mean? According to the shaman in Peru, which are really the indigenous knowledge that's there, they said that these circles, and of course many, like the monkey, there's a circle, there's many of these beings. What the shaman would do, they would have a sacred circle, and the students, let's say, for so everyone knows what I mean, is in a circle, and they would induce an altered state of consciousness. The shaman would be in the middle often. The students would be in a circle around him. And often they would use, let's just say, they would induce altered states of consciousness through drumming and also through indigenous plants like ayahuasca or San Pedro cactus.
Okay.
And then he would, in his training sessions, the students would leave their body, and they would have to identify the figure below. And that's how he, in a sense, graduated his students. Now, this is what the shamans in Peru told me, that that's what the Nazca circles were used for, the figures, the owl, the monkey's tail, many of these figures. They were actually used as training devices to show the master shaman that the students were progressing in their teaching.
Well, it was either UFO visitations or OBEs, and you've got a great theory here.
Well, this is just based on, it's not really a theory, it's based on what the shamans, the local people, told me it was used for. Now, nobody's written about this, really.
No, I haven't. Other than you telling me this, I've never heard of this before.
Everybody's talking about it from a Western perspective. Aliens are really kind of a Western idea in many ways.
So what they basically were doing is, because you can't see what these lines are on the ground.
No, you can't. The ceremonies are done at night, and they're huge.
So a student leaves and goes into their astral body, comes back and says, okay, I saw a picture of a monkey.
Right.
And they go, all right, that one passed.
Exactly. Okay. I know it sounds kind of strange, but that's exactly what the shamans in Peru told me they were used for. And it seemed to make sense to me, because remember, that's what the training was about. Entering into altered states of consciousness, leaving the body.
How could Eric Von Doniggan have missed this?
Because they're focused on physical phenomena only. All of these, most of these people and writers are totally obsessed with the physical. The answers are often not physical. And that's the big issue. And there was other training issues used. There was also, many people feel that the sarcophagus was used by ancient monks to induce an out-of-body experience or near-death experience by actually sealing them in the coffin till they begin to suffocate. Again, I have not talked to anybody in Egypt that verified that, but I know of people that feel strongly that that was what it was used for in some of the cults in ancient Egypt.
It was either you get out of this sarcophagus, tell us what you see or feel, or you're not getting out at all.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough test.
Yeah.
But the Peruvian one, to me, makes perfect sense. When you look at the figures and in their culture, for instance, the alien that everybody says it looks like an alien from space.
Yes.
That's not an alien. It's an owl. In their culture, this is the shaman, by the way, when I asked him that, the shamans would laugh.
Oh, would they really?
They found that so amusing. They chuckled and chuckled. They thought that was so silly that somebody would think that was a spaceman.
Now, did they believe, though, in extraterrestrial visitations?
They believe, yes. By the way, they did.
Okay.
They don't call it extraterrestrial, but they do believe that there were star people that did visit their ancient people. Yes, they do.
Okay.
But they thought that the power animal, the symbol of wisdom in ancient Peru, was the owl. And, of course, the condor is also another power animal. And that was an owl that was actually portrayed, not a space guy, as many people say. According to Shaman that I talked to
there.
Well,
the Internet is fantastic for stuff like this. I've got one full screen of all the Nazca lines. And let's see here. I've got some of them are weird. One is obviously an insect.
There are many of them. Yeah. There's a spider.
There's the spider. There's a monkey. There's a bird.
Oh, and also the shaman told me that they would do the ceremony in the head or the body of the animal. In the round part is where they would do the ceremony.
There's an alien? No, I'm kidding.
If there's often a circle somewhere, and that's where the ceremony was done at night. There was often, there's about a dozen students per shaman or 10 students.
I haven't heard this before, but I could believe it.
Well, in a cultural context, it makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
Because you can't judge things based on our Western view of reality, and certainly based on our 20th century, 21st century view of reality. It has no reality. Let's face it, these lines were created 1,000 years
ago. Hey, here's a way to make everybody happy, William. The lines were made by extraterrestrials so Earthlings could practice OBEs.